What was across the other side of the road at that time where Westminster Lodge
was? That was the army hut. So that was Mud Lane. My earliest memory is walking down Mud Lane to Brown's farm at the end of Mud Lane and seeing the cows and animals on there, which is long since gone. But yes, so the army camp was there for a very long time, certainly into the 60s. So I think at one time I had like an entertainment, some were let out for sort of music, and I remember seeing Chris Barber band there on one occasion, some of the huts down there. Yeah. I think it was the ATC and the cadets. I don't know what it was.
Where were the huts? Were they actually
where the swimming pool is now?
Where the swimming pool is now.
Area really, before the Abbey Theatre.
Yeah, because there was a hut that was only recently demolished.
That's
might
right.
Have been
that
part
could,
of
that
it.
Could have been one of right, them. Right. Yeah. I remember the army huts. What went on there? Quite. I don't know, but. I do remember looking out the window one day, and I think the Queen came to tribute the Maundy money in the Abbey in 58, probably, early mid-50s, and we remember looking out the window and seeing the Queen go past up on her way up to the Abbey to distribute the Maundy money. The field on the right of Mud Lane is now virtually unchanged.
Yeah, well, that's affected by being on the water
the
table and everything,
that's
isn't
right,
it?
Yes. Yeah, Miss Brown's side of work was farmland up there before the days of Westminster Lodge. It was Brown's farm. And
so you just walked through Mud Lane and then into Ferrer Lane.
That's right, yes.
Which more or less is it?
Yeah, the
now,
lake.
Yeah,
the lake was obviously still there and the path around it. Yes, there's nothing, but Brown's farm, there's nothing there. It's just open space. I've done nothing with, there's nothing built there. It's just farm. All those fields, I think, where the floodplains now were grazing for the farm. And it was I remember seeing the Mud Lane literally was a narrow, muddy lane.
Yes. Just up the hill to the left, there used to be a field or a veterinary practice that dealt with horses from the First World War with, I think.
Right, I don't know.
Was that still there? The entrance is still there
today. On the
left-hand
side or the right-hand side?
Going towards the King Harry's, you go just off the roundabout by Sainsbury's.
On the right-hand side?
Yeah, there's still a gateway to it, still there.
We took our vets there. Hossock, I think, was the vets there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we took our animals there. That was certainly there. And on the left, of course, was it nurses or was it what's the instrument people?
Yeah,
yeah, the instrument people.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
And of course, the Abbey Station was a big attraction for me too. As a train spot in those days, the Abbey Station was a big draw, and it was a steam locomotive in there. And it's a much more. In fact, my father during the war could get the train from Watford Junction right through to Euston. There's no somehow it went without changing.
Oh right, direct through.
Which I want to do now, but
yes, it'd be nice to do that now. Wouldn't
in those
it?
Days, it was they had a passing loop, at I think Bickett Wood, so he got the train, which was handy for him. He worked in Covent Garden, and he could get straight through to Euston without changing.
Yes,
in the war, which was interesting.
Did you know anyone that lived in Prospect Road? Or?
Yes, my big friend Megan Lewis, and we played doctors and nurses and what have been. She had a brother, their father worked at the gasworks. He had the most important job of actually blowing the hooter at to start and finish time, so that's very important. And another friend of mine, Bobby Wall, who stole my dinky toys, he'd come and play and he'd go home with a pocket full of my dinky toys. And his father, I think he worked for British Railways at the time, drove one of the lorries delivering parcels. Went out with him a couple of times on the lorry delivering parcels. That was marvellous.
They old Bedford things? Or?
Yes, it was a mechanical horse. It wasn't a horse and cart, but it was the old rounded Bedford thing. I forgot what they're called. That's great fun. Because my brother was 5.5 years older than me, so I don't really know, don't too much about it. We didn't see much of him, but... Yes, the milkman would come and deliver the milk and come and have a cup of tea at the big kitchen table, and the baker would come and sit down with a cup of tea, and it's all very friendly. My parents all got together as one big happy family. I was brought up more by my aunt almost than my mother. We all just all mucked in together.
Yeah.
But my mother went to see her sister in Rhodesia for about 6 months in 1952, and I was left to be looked after by my aunt, and I didn't think anything of it really. It was life carried on as usual, interesting. Yeah. My mother actually came back from it. It was one of the first Hubble comets before they were grounded. So
Before the windows.
Before the windows.
I was
impressed about that. She came back in a comet.
Yeah.
And we were going to see her off at Heathrow, and Heathrow is just a collection of wooden huts. There's a builder lived in Prospect Road. Larry White, lived in Prospect Road. We all went there to his house to watch the coronation. He's one of the few people who had a television set. We all piled into his front room and watched the coronation. Remember, it rained all day, didn't it, on the coronation day? I think the house is probably still there. It's a quite a big detached house halfway up on the left-hand side. So we knew there were one or two people up there. Bobby Wall, there's Megan Lewis. There's also St Julian's Road off there too. Somebody in St Julian's Road. And actually, the post office is still there. There's a post office on the corner of St Julian's Road, which is still actually the post office, I believe, which is quite something.
Yeah.
Well, next door, we had the shop Thrussell's next door to the Northwestern Hotel. I was often sent into the shop to pick things up in there. Next door was Claude Ridge, who was a coal merchant.
I think Thrussell's was the local shop for Prospect Road. And
yes, it's where the
area, wasn't it?
Yes, in those days too, where the filling station used to be was a garage, Godfrey and Smith, GNS. Well, it was Godfrey and Smith, over four dealers. They built a filling station, they didn't know, a more modern filling station. Yes, Godfrey and Smith acquired, and it became GNS Ver Garage, and they knocked it down and built the new filling station, which that's now gone, isn't it? A lot of flats down there. I'm not sure if Claude Ridge's house is still there next to the Northwest.
No, I think a lot of them still survive. So what did Thrussell's sell?
It's the usual, confectionery shop, everything. Mostly confectionery, ice creams, newspapers. Yeah, so Thrussell's a good
general store. General store, for the area.
That's right, There's also another one, I think, at Holywell Hill, wasn't there, near where the waterworks. I think there's a shop up there.
What's that?
Where the waterworks.
Yeah.
Is. There's a little shop up there. There are lots of little shops. There's a shop in Watson's Walk, there's a shop, wasn't there, where there's a plumber's up there, big plumber's merchant. There's a shop there. There's shops and there's an old off-license in Old London Road, just down from Watson's Walk. Of course, a fish and chip shop on the corner of Thorpe Road and Sockwell Lane. Yeah. There are lots of little shops and everywhere. There was Thrussell's, as I say, it's a long time there. It's right next door.